Today, if we listen to all three readings, it starts with God. Everything always starts with God. And as we hear him, he sits there and says, I have chosen you. You are special to me. From the beginning. And then we listen to the second reading, and he sits there and he says, while we are still sinners, Christ proved his love for us. That's before we turned to him, he turned to us. And then he says in that first reading, the exact line I want to get right, he says, therefore, after he's shown his love, after he set us free from slavery, after he's died for us, after he's redeemed us, after he has sanctified us, he says, therefore, if you hearken to my voice, listen to my voice, and keep my covenant, you shall be my special possession, dearer to me than all peoples. You see, God has already now done his part. He did his part. He loved us. He died for us. When we didn't know him before we were created, when we ignore him, when we fit him into our life instead of building our lives around him, he has done his part. He's loved us. And he's told us that he's loved us. Now what do we got to do? We got to respond in love. And he talks about a covenant. A covenant is something, it's not a contract, it's a relationship. That what Jesus, the Father, and the Spirit wants from you and me is a response in love. Not a response in fear, a response in love. So he has chosen you, he's chosen me, and he says, okay, it's up to you now. You know, like often when I sit there, you know, I'm confirmation sponsor of about 35 kids. And I'll sit there and I'll do my part, and I'll say, okay, kid, here, I care about you, I love you, I'll take care of you. But the ball's in your court. I'm not going to go chasing after you. Huh? You got to make the response. I've done my part. God does the same thing. Listen, he's the prodigal father who waits for us. And he says, I have done my part. I've given you everything I can. Now the ball's in your court. What will you do with it? Then we hear Jesus, and Jesus says, what you have received, as the translation's different, but it says, the traditional one, what you have received as a gift, give as a gift. So that God's love demands something from us. That we respond to him in love, we freely give to God our love. And then we freely give our lives, our gifts, and our talents to others. So the first part of that, though, is what we got to work on first. We have to receive that love. Just because Jesus died for you does not mean you're saved. You got to receive that to be saved. You got to accept that to be saved. You got to want that to be saved. You just can't sit there and say, Jesus died for me. He loves me. His love will not save you unless you receive it. Do you know that? You got to really know that. You got to let that sink inside of you. Just because you're loved does not mean you're going to heaven. You got to receive that love and accept that love. And then the way you receive that love and accept that love is hearken to his voice. Listen to him, which means to obey him. Very simple. To obey him means you receive that love, you accept that love. And then to obey him says, now that you've received this gift from me of love, guess what you're going to have to do with each other? Yeah, you're going to have to love them. You have to love your enemies. You're going to have to love the people you can't stand. You're going to have to give them your life. And so again, with the gift that you and I have been given freely, after we receive it, now we got to give it to others. Truly. And again, the way we do that is we do that here in the church by making sure all of us do our part, right? And we've talked about it. The other masses I gave a different homily because I wanted to make sure that everybody, you know, we still have people ministering from this mass has to go to other masses. And I'm glad you're going to do that. And if you don't do that, you're off ministry. Because what you've received is a gift, you need to give us a gift. If that means you don't go to 11 o'clock mass or you go to two masses on Sunday, tough. That's a good thing. But you have a ministry so you can give it. But what we need to do is know that everything we have has been given to us, and now I must freely give it to others. And that ministry that I have, first of all, The talent that every one of us have here has is the ability to love. In our own way, in our own time, in our own personality. But what you and I got to do is say, how do I build up the body of Christ in the church? How do I build up the body? How do I give back what I have received? Only you can answer that question. And you should know that answer before you leave Mass today. You got it? Get it? Good.